Let me mention a person's dream which has been mentioned in books. It's just to learn a lesson. A person saw a dream that he was going through a jungle, and a lion started to chase him, and he was running away from the lion. While running continuously, he reached a pit and stopped there. A lion was chasing him from behind, and a big pit was in front of him. And he noticed there was a big giant snake in that pit. Now his life was in danger if he would jump into that pit. And in case he wouldn't jump into that pit, a lion was chasing him. He saw a tree nearby and he climbed up. And he sat on one of the branches of tree. After some time, he noticed a honeycomb on that branch. He got engaged in tasting that honey. He was enjoying honey because that was pure and tasty. Meanwhile, he noticed two rats, one was black and one was white colored, who were busy in nibbling the branch of tree he was sitting on. As he was busy in enjoying honey, he did not realize what was about to happen with him. He had totally forgotten about the pit, giant snake and the lion. His eyes were shut due to negligence and only got opened when the branch of tree was completely cut and he had fallen on the ground. The lion attacked and badly injured him and later pushed him into that pit where scorpions and snakes were already waiting for him. And all of a sudden, that person woke up. His dream was interpreted in this way. Walking in that jungle was your life, and death was chasing you in the form of that lion. And when you got close to that pit, that was your grave. And what you saw inside that pit were the forms of punishment. While walking through the journey of your life, you climbed up on the tree of your life. While being on the tree, and on that tree, you got yourself busy in tasting that honey, which were luxuries and attractions of this world. And you remained negligent from those two black and white rats, which were your life's days and nights, and were continuously cutting the branch of tree you were sitting on. In other words, your lifespan. Eventually, your life ended. You fell on the ground and you were trapped in the punishment. Hence, spend your life in piety, in doing good actions, and value the precious time of your life. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. The desire to seek more wealth has kept you neglectful from the remembrance of Allah until you died and confronted the graves. May Allah give us ability to value these precious breaths of our life. Ameen.